In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
With the words of the invocation, words spoken over us in baptism, we are reminded of the significance and power of that baptism, of which St. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 6. Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Covered with Christ in baptism, the urn is now covered with the funeral pall. This cloth reminds us that the holiness, purity, and righteousness of Christ Jesus have completely covered Doris.
Praise to you, Lord.
And on behalf of all of God's people who call St. John their church home, we welcome you this morning. As we gather today to remember the blessing of Doris in our lives, especially in the lives of the family, but also to remember and to celebrate the blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ in the life of Doris, our sister in Christ. We pray God's blessing upon all of us as we gather this day, as his word is spoken to us, as the hymns of the faith are sung, as we encourage one another. And again, on behalf of the pastoral care team, to you, Paul and Carl, God's peace be with you.
We begin our worship in the name of God the Father.
He gave life to Doris, and he watched over her on her earthly journey.
We begin our worship in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ.
He gave his life that Doris and all people might have forgiveness of sins and death.
We begin in the name of God the Holy Spirit.
He lived in Doris from the day of her baptism and kept her.
We praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for the blessings of Doris' life on this earth, life lived in his care.
What is man that you are mindful of him? The Son of Man that you care for him?
We praise God today for watching over Doris as her good shepherd.
Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice.
Thank God that physical death is no longer to be feared.
Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die."
We thank God today that his purpose is to save all people, Doris, you, and me.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one.
Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord,
that they may rest from their labors.
And as Christ's people of the resurrection, we join together and rejoice in his resurrection and ours. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to all your servants, especially Doris, who, having finished the course of faith, now rest from the labors. Grant that we also may be faithful to death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.